Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Being Honest. Wait, hold on 1 second. Why can't I hear myself? Hello, 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 hello. Oh, there we go. I can hear myself. Just had to play around with a little mixing. So, let's do that again. Welcome to Just Being Honest with me, Eric Cristiano. How are you? How was your weekend? How's your Monday going? It's late again, but if you don't get a chance to listen to it today, maybe you'll get a chance to listen to it tomorrow morning. But for now, you got me for the next half hour or so. All right, you happy? So I'm gonna start mixing my audio. I think this week I'm gonna try to play around with an opener, like a pre-recorded opener, so I could just insert it in the beginning of every episode. Because I've been using the previous beat made by my boy D-Verge for the last like 3 episodes in a row, because I like the beat for one thing. Maybe I'll use that, and I'll just drop the audio down and have my voice over it. I don't know. I'm going to play around with it. But hopefully by next week, I'm going to have an actual pre-recorded opener for the show for who the hell knows how long. As long as I want. So, all right. On with the show. So, okay. So I've been, I wanted to do another top 10. Or in this case, actually, it's like a top 65 that I doubt I'll get through them all. But I'll try to answer as honest as possible. And this is the top 65 brutally honest first date questions that you'd like to ask. Yikes. I'm intrigued. So the way I'm going to answer these is if I actually ever asked them before or if I'd even have the balls to do so. You get it. So let's see. Let me get to it. All right. So again, this is 65. I don't know why it's 65, but it's 65 brutally honest questions you secretly want to ask on a first date. So, like I said, I'm going to read them off and I'm going to see if I've ever asked them before, whether I would ask them before. What? I'm losing my mind, people. whether I've asked them before or whether I would ask them. All right. So, number one, why are you single? Oh my God. That's like the straight out the gate. That's like the most common one. And it's the most annoying question to ask and to be asked. I can't say it. You get it. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Why are you single? I think I've asked it before. And I've been asked. Oh my God, I cannot say asked. It's not sounding right. You fucking know what I'm talking about, though. Shit. Okay. Staying on topic. Moving on. Why are you single? It's an annoying question. Don't fucking ask it. Because you're both sitting there. Clearly, you're both single. So, there's a reason for both of it. You know, there's a reason for her. There's a reason for you. Cut it out. Don't fucking ask that question. It's irritating and annoying. You know, you wouldn't be sitting there together if you weren't single. I don't know. Hold on. I'm smoking a cigarette. I have to quit. I know. I get it. Awful. I better try to not do it on the show anymore. But anyways, you know what it was? I was frantic because it's already almost 10 o'clock. It's 10 to 10, and I woke up so damn late. What I did was I set my alarm for 5 o'clock, and I set the 5 a.m. one instead of the 5 p.m. So I just straight up and down overslept. So everybody here that listens to me knows by now that I work nights, right? This is not a big surprise. We're on episode 12 now, right? You guys know I work nights. So, yeah, that's why these episodes sometimes, you know, I tend to work Sundays almost always. So I'm working from Sunday at 9 o'clock at night until Monday in the morning. And by the time I get home, I'm too tired to do, the show. It's just my brain's not functioning properly. Not that it ever functions properly, but I didn't even say that right. Functions properly. So I'm not going to try to do it again that early. I've done it like twice in the morning, and it sucks, man. It's just I'm tired. It doesn't really sound like I'm into it. All right. I just want to get that out of the way. So let's, all right, number two. What is your genuine first impression of me? That's not too bad. That's not too damning. I would ask that. Yeah, I might have asked that before, actually. That's not too bad. All right, continuing. Three. Is there anything, I'm assuming this is, you know, a survey, not to keep on sidetracking, but I'm assuming this is some type of survey that was taken, and clearly it's, this is on BuzzFeed.com, by the way. So if you go to BuzzFeed.com and you type in 65 brutally honest questions, every single one of these is going to pop up. 65 brutally honest questions you secretly want to ask on a first date. On BuzzFeed.com, okay? So if you wanted to, check if I'm reading shit. Okay, so, three. Is there anything you dislike about me already? I wouldn't ask that. There's no way. Wait, yeah, no. There's no way. There's no way I would personally ask that. 'Cause you, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a good one because it's like, you know, do we just want to get the fuck out of here and not, you know, because if you're going to go on a first date with someone and they straight out the gate just don't like you, I guess that question, is there anything you dislike about me already? The only way you would want to ask that question is if immediately you feel awkward and uncomfortable, because clearly, you know, you guys aren't clicking. Or me with my date wouldn't be clicking, whatever the case was. So, that one, I don't know. I guess, alright, so the only way I would ask that question is, like I said, is if when we sat down or whatever the case was, and it already seemed awkward and uncomfortable, I'd probably ask it. Just to hopefully maybe it would make it even more uncomfortable and we could just get the fuck out of the situation. Alright, anyways. Moving on. Four. Are you emotionally unavailable? Holy shit. No, I would never ask that. That's crazy. Are you emotionally? I mean, this is all, yet again, it's is questions you secretly want to ask on a first date. So it's not necessarily questions you would ask on a first date. And yeah, secretly, I guess I'd want to know that, but I would never ask it out loud. I would never say that shit out loud. So moving on. Yeah, just straight moving on from that one. Are you emotionally unavailable? Jesus Christ, that's so crazy. Five. Do you have? Oh my God. Do you have commitment issues? I mean, that's a good one because that you know, as in secretly want to ask it. Yeah, I would secretly want to ask that. Would I actually say it out loud? Never. That's yet again another tough one to ask. All right, moving on. Six. If we end up dating, will either one of us be settling? Jesus, these are all like depressing. If we end up dating, will either one of us be settling? I wouldn't. I don't even know if I would secretly want to ask that, let alone actually say that out loud. So yeah, that's no. seven, what's your biggest insecurity? That's, that's not that. I don't know. That's not the worst thing. I feel like that's not the worst thing to actually say out loud. You know, I may not word it that way, but it's honest. I'll tell you that much. Shit. What's your biggest insecurity? Yikes. Nah, you know what? You can't say that. It's going to backfire somehow. Yeah, that's a tough one. That one literally left me without words. Okay. Let's just move on. 8. How will you react if I keep my guard up with you? And then this is in quotes. For a little while at least. Oh, all right. So how will I react? How will you react if I kept my guard up with you? For a little while at least. How will you react if I kept my guard up with you for a little while at least? That's a weird. That's a strange one. Who the fuck would say that? Oh, Mets won, baby. Ooh, beat the Phillies 5-2. Sorry, I just got an update on my phone. I'm missing. Yeah, I was missing the Mets game. That's a wrap. Okay. Where was I? How will you react? Yeah, if I keep my guard up with you. I don't know. That's weird. It's a weird one. Who secretly thinks that? Who's constantly keeping their guard up? That's strange. I'm moving on. Moving on immediately. That's just annoying me. 9. Have you ever cheated on someone? On a first date? That's like a third date question, I guess. I don't know. I have asked this question before, because it does somewhat, what's the word? It somewhat gives you like a read of the type of person, you know, will they cheat and shit like that. But that's even if they're going to answer, that's if they're going to even answer, honestly. Okay. If you asked me, have you ever cheated on someone? Yes, I have. Would I ever do it again? I don't think so. It would be it would be really rare, because the first and only time I ever did it, I felt horrible about it. So I'm not that guy. Yeah, I felt awful about it. I actually told the girl literally the same day. I told the girl what I did, because I felt so bad about it. I couldn't even look at her. At first, the whole time I was panicking. I was young also, but I was panicking before I even, like, met up with her. And then the moment I seen her face, I had to say it. So, yeah, that's another one. That's crazy. All right, moving on. Yeah, I would ask that, but maybe not on the first date. 10, have you already lurked on my internet, presence? I don't know. That's more of like a younger generation. Like this generation, my generation, we wouldn't ask that question. I'm an 85 Reagan baby. So I don't think, I personally, you know, for me, the last thing on my mind is like, did she look at my fucking Facebook page? Like, no, I'm not thinking that way. But in today's age, though, people do that shit. So yeah, 10. Have you already lurked on my internet presence? Yeah, I personally would never ask that question. All right, moving on. 11. How freaked would you be if I told you I already looked you up online? Jesus, another one. No, I mean, for me, I would never do it. I would never say it, nor would I do it. I wouldn't find out, you know, if the chick was, you know, whoever I was going to go on a date with, I wouldn't find out, you know, I wouldn't go and stalk her Facebook page or her Instagram or Twitter, whatever the fuck it is, and find out shit. I personally wouldn't, but a lot of people probably would. Yet again, this is secretly questions you secretly would like to ask. So it's not necessarily what you would ask. But again, no. I wouldn't. I wouldn't ask that. All right, 12. Are you looking for something serious or casual? Yeah, I would. I would actually. I've asked that before, and I would ask that. There's. I really don't think there's anything. There's nothing too serious about asking that. Are you looking for something serious or casual? That's a very common, and I don't even know why that's secretly, because that's a topic that happens to come up often. Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink. I had a beer the other day for just hanging out, and I haven't had a beer in forever. I gotta lie, I'm not gonna lie, it was freaking good. It was was it Blue Moon? Shit. Was it First? Oh my God, Peach, something like that. First Peach, something. I can't think of the name of it. But it was delicious, and everybody knows me as a non-drinker, non-smoker, except cigarettes. Yeah. So actually, I almost wanted to go buy a case. Especially it's my off day. All right, so moving on. Are you looking for something serious or casual? Yeah, I already said yes. Okay. 13. Are you going to kiss me, or will I eventually have to make the first move? Nah, you never. You never ask that. Yeah, if you... I don't know. I don't think a guy should ever ask a girl to kiss. Like, there's a way to say it without coming off like a pussy. Because if you ask a girl to kiss, I don't know, she's going to lose all respect for you. Like, dude, you don't have the balls to kiss me, you pussy. If there's a sign that she's given you, if she's given you any type of opening, kiss her, obviously. Don't chalk her like we're goddamn in, you know, like we're in freaking high school again. But if she's clearly asking for it, because she wants the kiss, yeah, do it. I would never ask a girl to kiss, though. I'm trying to think of it. Have I ever asked a girl to kiss? Maybe when I was younger. Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. Anytime I have ever kissed a girl, it was because, I felt, you know, I felt the mutual, attraction. And that's why I would. I'm just being honest. All right, so where are we? 14. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to get through all these, but I'm going to try. I'm going to go as far as possible. I'll jot down where I left off. If anything, maybe next week I'll do a little a take two and just finish them up. Where are we? 14. Have you ghosted on people in the past? What the fuck does ghosted mean? Have you ghosted on people in the past? Honestly, I don't know what that means. The only thing I could think of is, have you ghosted on people in the past? Ghosted. The only thing I could think of is, like, have you left? I have no idea. Really, honestly, I have no idea what that means. But I wouldn't ask it. If I think what that means, as in, have you ever, like, just, what the fuck? That's so weird. I should, like, look it up, but I'd rather just keep moving. But the only thing I could think of is if you just left someone. Have you ghosted on people in the past? That's really strange. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's new age lingo shit that I'm too old for. But no, I wouldn't. Oh, wait, and then the follow-up, 15, is how many times? How many times what? Is that with 14? Does that go together? Have you ever ghosted on people in the past? And then 15 is how many times? All right, I'm gonna skip to right to. I wouldn't ask it, and because that immediately would ruin your date. I'm gonna pretend ghosted means left. So have you ever left people in the past? Or not left. It's more deeper than that. I'm assuming it's like, all right, you know what? I'd rather look it up. So I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna skip to fucking 16. Who did you vote for in the last election? I just no. Politics, really, on the first date? I mean, unless the chick is in, is no, because I mean personally, I'm not into really fucking politics and shit like that, especially on a date. Really? Oh yeah, that's sexy. You voting for Trump there, sweetheart? How you doing? No, the fuck? Come on. All right, 17 is what the fuck? That's so weird. It's actually not weird because I'm assuming clearly people ask this often. 17, you didn't vote? Question mark. Wait a second. And then 18, why didn't you vote? What the fuck? I wouldn't. All right. So from 16 to 18, I wouldn't bring up or ask any of these questions, nor would I secretly want to ask any of these questions. It was 16 was who did you vote for in the last election? 17, you didn't vote for. Wait, you didn't vote? Like, you didn't vote? 18, why didn't you vote? Like, no. None of those I would ask. Or, yet again, like I said, secretly, I wouldn't ask them either. Okay. 19, do you want to get married someday? First date. I don't know. I don't think I would ever ask that. Not on a first date. Not, you know. Maybe secretly. Okay. All right. That's what I'll do. Yeah. Secretly, I would want to ask that. But I would never say it out loud. There's no way I would ask that, on a first date. All right. Oh, and then this is a follow-up. If so, this is 20 also, by the way. If so, what do you think about prenuptial agreements? Jesus Christ. That's like right out the gate. Like, all right, so, you looking to get married someday? Okay, sure. So, what do you think about a prenup? Like, Jesus. No. I wouldn't ask any of those questions. Well, like I said, no. Secretly, I would want to know if she wants to get married. Because honestly, for the longest time, I always wanted to get married. Now, I guess as I got older, I don't care for it. I don't know. I guess it would have to be with the right girl if she even wanted to get married. I don't know. I've faded away from all those classic... you know, get married, have kids, buy a house, picket fence, bullshit. I don't know. I don't really believe in it anymore. So, yeah. Anyways, moving on. I don't know. Like I said, it would have to be the right girl to ever even consider it. And the only reason why we probably consider it is to benefit our financial standings. And a prenup... you would never ask that on the first date, but secretly, I mean, if you're older and you may want to ask that, that's something secretly you'd want to ask, but, yeah, I would never. All right. 21. Do you plan on having kids or do you want a life without any? That's something I would ask on a date, I guess, on a first date. It's not something I would just spring out of nowhere. But yeah, do you plan on having kids or do you want any, or do you want a life without any? I guess I would ask, do you plan on having kids? Yeah, I would ask it. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's yet again, it's right out the gate knowing what this person wants. Yet again, also, I used to want kids. I used to, you know, the same thing. It's like, I'm not really sure anymore. I really don't know. Okay. Let's just move on. 22. Are you thinking about making a major residential move? Residential moves in the next few years. The fuck? No, I wouldn't. That's so sexy. You looking to buy a house, sweetheart? Like, no, I would never ask that. Nor would I secretly want to ask that. all right. Anyways, do you always need to be right about everything and let people know you think you are right? My God, no, not secretly or fucking out loud. Do you always want to be right about everything? No, I would never ask that. And secretly, I wouldn't ask that either. That wouldn't even come to my head, into my head. 24. How old were you when you started having sex? Not even secretly would I want to ask something like that. I don't know. Maybe secretly, actually. Maybe she's a vicious whore. Let me think about that one for a second. How old were you when you started having sex? Secretly, I would want to know. Would I ask it? No. Moving on. 25. What's your weirdest and or darkest sexual fantasies? Okay, again, yes, I would definitely want to secretly know. But I would never ask that out loud. But yeah, I agree with that one. I would definitely want to know. I would love to ask, but there's no way in God's green earth would I ever ask that out loud. All right, 26. What's your preferred method of birth control? Jesus, no, I would never ask that. That is so weird. Imagine that. Imagine being asked on the first date, what's your preferred method of birth control? Oh my God. Yikes. Like, you like to pull out, sweetheart? Jesus, my God, that is ridiculous. No, I would not secretly want to know, and I would never ask it. Okay, moving on. 27. Have you ever been tested? Wow. I guess 100% secretly I would want to know, but I would never ask it out. I would never ask the girl. Okay, 28. When was the last time you got... Jesus, right after the other. When was the last time you got tested? Again, I would want to know, but I would never ask it. 29. What turns you on the most? All right. The only way... Hang on a second. I'm lighting another cigarette. Oh my God, it's cancer. What are you doing smoking? Shut the fuck up. all right, where was I? 20, 29. All right, what turns you on the most? All right, the only way that this question can be fucking possibly ever asked is if the date is going extremely well, and if she would have to be, or he, I mean, you know, we're in 2016, right? What turns you on the most? Yeah, yet again, like, all right, it would have to be how the night is going. Because there is absolutely no way you could ask that organically, and it would seem you would be the biggest creep in the world. All right, 30. What's your biggest fear in life? That's not that bad. I would ask that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing creepy about that and all like that. What's your biggest fear in life? Yeah, I would ask that on a first date. Absolutely, nothing wrong with that. Especially, yet again, it always has to be how the vibe is. You don't just pop that out like, what's the biggest fear in life? Is it a white van I have parked out back? Like, no, you don't ask shit like that. What the fuck am I talking about? All right, 31. Oh, shit, we're already at 30 minutes. All right, let's keep going. It's all right. 31. What's your least favorite thing about yourself? Well, that just goes back to the insecurity. I wouldn't ask that, nor would I secretly want to ask that. 32. What have other people you've dated liked the... Oh, my God. I'm saying that shit like a robot. What have other people you've dated liked the most about you? No, I would never ask that. I never want to imagine another dude with the girl I'm going to be with. That's always how I have the way my brain works. I'm sure fellas out there, you could relate with me. You don't ever want to imagine a chick with another dude, right? So yeah, I wouldn't ask that, nor would I actually, in the back of my mind while I'm sitting there, I wouldn't secretly think that either. 33. What have other people you've dated complained about the most? I mean, that's something I guess secretly I would want to know, you know, like, yo, let me call your ex-man. Let me ask him how annoying you are. And then you can have your phone back. No, I would never ask that. Secretly, yeah, I would want to know, though. I'll go to 36 and then I'll stop. All right, where am I? Where the fuck am I? 34. Have you ever struggled with any mental health issues? Wow. I would secretly 100% want to know, but no way would I ever ask it. I can't say ask. There we go. Ask. It keeps on sounding like I'm saying ass. Yeah. What was that? 34? Have you ever struggled with any mental health issues? Wow. Again, secretly, I would 1,000% want to know. Would I ask it? Hell no. 35. How do you honestly feel about dating someone who has mental issues of their own? What? Let's see. I'm trying to like understand this. How do you honestly feel about dating someone who has mental health issues of their own? I don't have mental. I mean, I'm crazy, but I don't have actual mental health issues. So, no, I wouldn't secretly want to know, or I would never fucking ask it. All right, last one for now. I'll write it down later. Have you ever been arrested? For me, I have been arrested before. 5 times. So, usually, actually, on a first date, actually, no matter who the girl is, like however she holds herself, whether she's outgoing, closed off, it doesn't really matter to me. I actually always tell them straight out the gate, just so they know what type of person I am and how I've transitioned from a boy to a man. You know what I'm saying? Like the times I've been arrested were when I was a fucking kid. I was very young. All the other times I was asked, not very young. I was teenager years, and a little bit past. The last time I was probably arrested was probably, I had to be 21 or something like that. So yeah, that's the last one for now. We'll leave it off at that. Next week I'll try to pick up on 37, and I'll just fly through them. That was the entire show. Jesus Christ. All right. So anyways, I'm pretty much 99.8% sure I'm moving out. I got to tell my landlord first, but first I have to meet the new landlord and, make sure that everything's up and going. And, I'm moving in with two awesome girls. My friend Katie, my friend Gretchen. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking at it as an experience. It's going to be fun. They're such down-to-earth people. It's incredible. We're never going to get under each other's skin. Not that I could see they're both very similar. I'm sort of different from them. I think it's going to work out really, really well, actually. We're all on different schedules. I don't see us bumping heads. There's going to be days that go by. I think I mentioned this last week, actually. But there's going to be days that goes by that we probably won't even see each other. Other than that, I'm shooting for June 1st. Will hopefully be the official, move-in day. But, of course, I have to get there. I have to go there in the meantime. I have to paint and figure out where I'm going to set up this studio, because I can't lose that on my peeps, on my fans, on my listeners. I love you guys. I love you girls. And everything else in between. all right. So, anyways, like I said, reiterate, I'm going to work on, this week I'm going to work on an intro. I don't know why I said pre-recorded opener. I'm going to work on a goddamn intro for the show. And hopefully it comes out good. Obviously, if it doesn't, I just won't use it. But anyways, all right, that's the end of the show. If you want to email in for advice, if you want to give me topics to go off of, any top 10s, top 5s, this one was a top 65, so, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. So email in, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Again, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Anybody on, also, if you go to fadedconcept.podomatic.com, that is where you can find my email page. My Instagram. No, not my Instagram. The first two right at the gate were incorrect. My Facebook and my Twitter. That's what you can find on the Podomatic website. So, anyways, have a good week. Have a good Monday. Sorry it's late. Have a good night, should I say, or depending on where you are in the world listening. But my East Coast people, my USA fans, have a good week. And I will see you next Monday. See you later, guys.